The garage no-sale was probably one of the largest events, an attractional event held by our church. This garage sale was absolutely massive, and there was only one slight difference about this particular garage sale. Everything was free. This event was by invitation only. Invitations were provided through our social services connections and other faith-based ministries seeking to help the poor and those in need. Now, I want you to imagine the sight, the sight of your church completely cleared out of all the normal church items. No chairs or pews, no church displays, nothing that you would need for a Sunday morning. Now, we took all of those things out of the church to make room for the largest garage sale that you've ever could possibly imagine. We were shocked that our attendees had so many new or lightly used items of value just sitting in their homes. To say that we were shocked as a church to see over 2,000 pairs of shoes was an understatement. People had tons of things to donate: furniture, kitchen supplies, clothing in the extreme, as well as children's and baby toys. We mapped out the church and placed areas for groupings of similar things. You see, our church became a massive secondhand store with one catch: everything was free. Now, this event reached thousands with support and compassion, and the scriptures admonish us to look out and consider the poor. The law of God asked his people to not harvest their fields completely to the edges. He asked his people to leave some of the crops in the fields so that those who were less fortunate could come and pick up some food. The homes of the people in your church are likely filled with items that could be used to support and benefit others. Certainly, some people came to the event and they loaded up their car with free resources and with the intent of selling some of those items. Good for them. We had no problem with this whatsoever. You see, we simply wanted to obey the command of Jesus and take care of the poor. For all we knew, that was going to be the means by which God provided for them. Now, certainly we learned a lot of things over the years and we made some minor adjustments along the way, but the garage no-sale was wildly successful. It was a wildly successful, attractional outreach that blessed others and bore fruit.